That's a saddle.
Okay. What about number one up there?
That's a saddle horn.
Okay.
This is the cantle.
Oh, okay.
Number two is the cantle. Number three are the swells of the saddle. Number four, what you gonna call that? That's just a covering that goes over the swells.
Okay.
Number five and six are the skirts.
Okay.
10 is the stirrup. Yeah. 9 is the stirrup leather. This 8 is the another part of the stirrup fender.
Okay.
7 is a cinch.
Mm-hmm.
You got here 13. That's 13 and 15 are cinches. I don't know where 14 is.
Yeah. Actually, I think these are both 13s. So.
It's about 13 now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That sounds good. Did you have a name for number 11 at all? I don't think I found many people that do. But is that anything to you? Or?
That's just part of the seat cover.
Part of the seat. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Excellent. Like I said, that's. Interviewed a lady in Trinidad, and she had it written. I haven't written, so I don't know much about that stuff either. You said there wasn't much sheep ranching in this area, though.
No.
Okay. Did, well, I guess instead of horses now, probably most people use trucks or four-wheelers or something like that.
Yeah, you don't find many people use horses anymore. They all use these, I call them Japanese quarter horses. Four-by-fours.
Yeah.
Four-wheelers.
Yeah, anybody use like those, what are they, off-road things?
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Four-wheelers.
All right. Did you raise many chickens? Any chickens raised around here at all?
There are too many chicken farms. There used to be a few around Trinidad, one or two years ago, but people mostly just raised a few chickens for their own use.
Okay.
Any chicken farm.
Do the people that do use them have something called a chicken coop?
Chicken coop is nothing more than a small chicken house.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Used to.
Okay. You mentioned raising hogs. Did you ever have to take out what's called the slop bucket, or is that something you had?
Yeah. Well, you slop the hogs.
Yeah.
That'd be a combination of anything left from the kitchen and add. Maybe some grain to it, and you fed the hogs.
Okay. Did you ever hear them called swill buckets or anything?
Yeah,
like that?
Same thing.
Okay. I'm wondering in this area what they call the different, not types of cattle, but the different, like the sexes of the cattle. Like, is there another name for a male cow?
A bull.
And then a female?
Yeah. It's just a cow.
Okay.
Yeah, you've got the bull and a young female cow would be a heifer.
Okay. What about a young male?
Young male, the male species, he'd either be a steer, which would be one that'd been castrated.
Okay. Okay. And then do you have a calf? What is a calf?
Well, a calf is just a calf. A baby
could
be a bull or a heifer.
Okay.
A young female cow would be a heifer.
And what about the pigs as far as male and female?
You have boars and shotes.
Shotes?
Shotes would be your female. Oh. Your boars are your males.
Okay. What about horses?
Horses?
Yeah.
You have mares, and young mares would be fillies. That's the females.
Okay.
Then you have the stallions or the geldings, ones that have been gelded.
Okay. What about for the pigs when they've been castrated? Is there a name for that you remember?
Yeah, there is, but that's been so long.
One thing that I've heard is a barrow.
A barrow, yeah. Okay, yeah.